KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Second Lady Usha Vance announced on her social media page she's making a trip to Greenland.
I'm also coming to celebrate the long history of mutual respect and cooperation between our nations, and to express hope that our relationship will only grow stronger in the coming years.
But Greenland's prime minister told a local newspaper the countries are now at a level where it can in no way be characterized as a harmless visit from a politician's wife, referring to President Trump's comments about U.S. interests in Greenland and the fact that the national security advisor and energy secretary will be part of the delegation. A U.S. delegation's in Saudi Arabia right now meeting with Russian officials for talks focused on ending the war in Ukraine. In Washington, a three-judge panel we'll hear arguments over the Trump administration's bid to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected gang members, and sentencing today for a Kenyan man affiliated with the Al-Shabaab group convicted of attempting a 9/11-style terror attack in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison students are now on spring break, and we have a warning from health officials when it's time to return to class. Experts want parents to be on the lookout for signs of self-harm. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, rates of self-harm among 10 to 19-year-olds tend to increase after breaks from school and toward the end of the school year. There are a few key things to look out for: unexplained injuries, keeping themselves covered at all times, and changes in appetite and eating patterns. But of course, that's all part of the bigger picture of their mental health. The DHS recommends looking for signs of depression, self-loathing, and low self-esteem. The 988 Lifeline is there to provide support 24/7. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Senate voted to approve an overhaul of Department of Public Instruction state test standards. The bill would reset state report card standards to the level set in the 2021-22 school year for high schoolers and 2019-20 levels for younger students. The legislation has now passed both the Assembly and State Senate and heads to Governor Tony Evers' desk. Evers says he will likely veto the legislation and that the Department of Public Instruction should be determining testing standards. And Wisconsin's population is growing. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rate. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Puck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy. Sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden. Looking. Fired. Save me.
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench. It was like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy for a while yet this morning, but the wind will die down and the sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today, 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some flurries or sprinkles at a high of 47. We're back to 52 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Verlo mismatch sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
And we'll ask him about the Alien Enemies Act at a time when we're not at war.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, that's making me wider.
I have never promoted violence whatsoever, yet I've also never made excuse for those violent actors such as the ones on January 6th. So Pam Bondi, if you have an issue with terrorism, maybe you should talk to your boss about locking back up those guys that he let out that participated in January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller all week with the lovely Chris Lavoie. And the Bella.
Yes.
Jr.
Yes.
Wait in line, lady. So that was Jasmine Crockett, and like Stephanie, please, in my veins constantly.
Right.
Because apparently Pam Bondi has threatened her.
Uh-huh.
With saying, how dare you?
Yeah.
And also...
Well, Pam Bondi is also erroneously saying that Jasmine Crockett urged people to blow up Teslas.
She has not done
and
that.
She didn't. So
she
Pam Bondi is lying about Jasmine Crockett.
Absolutely.
Jasmine Crockett isn't having any of it.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. FBI has already shot down claims that Tesla's attacks are coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. I know people that have gone to, I mean, my niece lives across the street from a Tesla dealership, and she's concerned that something's going to happen and she's going to have to evacuate. But law enforcement and domestic terrorism experts have found zero evidence that a series of attacks on Tesla are coordinated. The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have told NBC that they have found zero evidence of any coordination around these attacks. So for Donald or Elon or Pam Bondi to say anything like, well, they think Antifa is a coordinated thing.
Right. Right, it's not.